The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, and also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. It's going to be a great day. It's beautiful. It's sunny. Last week at this time, we were waiting for Sandy to hit the East Coast, and as you may remember, I was in Napa Valley doing a live remote, and now that Sandy has hit and we've seen the devastation, I want to let people know that if you'd like to help out, an easy way to do that is to text. You can text on your phone. You can text, if you would text the word Red Cross, the keyword Red Cross, to 90999, that will donate $10 to the relief effort. That's 90999. That's for $10. If you want to donate $25, you type the word donate. And you text us the same number, 90999. So last week when I was in Napa Valley, I was with this couple who are from New York City, and they weren't sure if they were going to be able to get home. And they had already actually figured out they probably weren't, and so they rescheduled their trip. They decided to stay in San Francisco for a few days. I'm not sure if they've made it home yet or not, or if they made it home to an empty, dark, cold apartment. I'm not sure. I have to check. But I also want to apologize for my voice last week. I was losing my voice, as you can tell. It didn't even sound like me. I listened to the podcast and I thought, oh my goodness, that sounds awful. Now, I'm not completely better, but I'm almost better. And so this week, I think I sound like myself. Today's show is me talking to a group of nice folks from Erie, Pennsylvania. Some of the questions that were answered or going to be answered are, why do root canals hurt? Assuming they do. Is there such a thing as a quiet dental drill? What kind of toothbrush is best, and how often should you get a new one? Is there a soda pop that doesn't have tooth enamel eroding acid in it? And things like that. Now, also I wanted to mention, you know, you have to think, as a dentist, and I do think this way, a lot of the folks in the path of Sandy were dentists and dental offices. And so I'm wondering what people are doing for emergency dental care right now. Because let's face it, even though you have this devastating storm, that doesn't mean that toothaches aren't going to happen. They're going to wait until everything's been restored. So I hope that there are accommodations for that. And in my rolling studio, my plan is to get a couple dental chairs, some portable equipment to be able to take it and do charitable dental work just like this need might be. Now, for the ADA, they're trying to help their members. And for dentists that are listening, if you know of a dentist in the affected area, there are grants of up to $5,000 for dentists who've lost property in a declared disaster and to organizations who can provide dental emergency care in the affected areas. So if you already have a mobile dental unit that you can take to the area, there are $5,000 grants available through the ADA, so you should visit ada.org. All right, so let's get on with the show now. I met these people back in the summer. You might remember, this is episode 252 today, by the way, and the episode this one is from was number 240. So last summer, I went to a drag race and met some really nice people from Erie, PA. All right, so it's Saturday morning, and it's raining. It's been raining apparently all night, although I didn't realize it because it's a drizzle. So we're sitting around the campground and sitting in a 1981 Winnebago. Wait a minute, Tom. I got to get over where I can reach you. How long is this Winnebago? How long?
How long have I had it?
How long is it?
Oh, it's 26 feet long.
And how long have you had it?
I have had it. Oh my gosh, 10 years.
Okay. Okay. And this is like what people think of when they think of a Winnebago, right?
Oh boy, I don't know about that. It depends. I mean, they make the new ones too, but this is a good old girl. She runs good, so. Mechanically sound, I like it.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's like a look the Winnebagos have with that thing that juts out in the, is it the front or the back that's got almost like a V shape to it?
Yeah, yeah, wind resistance. Yeah, yeah. They classify these. This is an Indian, I think, or a Brave. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. I remember that because
on the outside of the camper. I can't remember. I think this is an Indian.
Okay, because I had a Mini Winnie, which was it was Class C, a bed up over the cab so the kids could look out. And if you hit the brakes real hard, the kids would fall out.
Yeah, I guess it happens.
All right, so let's see. You guys, in your group, there are, what, 10 of you guys? 10 people?
Yes.
10? Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's only 6 of us in here now. Where'd the other people go? They probably found out we were...
Aaron's out on the four-wheeler. Russell and Tom are out there BSing, solving some problems.
Okay, so I understand you guys are like newlyweds. Les and Lori.
Yes.
And Les, be honest, was it Lori's smile one of the things got you interested in the dating?
You're going to edit this, right?
Well, and Lori's sitting right here, so I don't think I'd have to.
Yeah, she has a lovely smile, absolutely.
Yeah,
cheating. Yeah.
So we have, okay, let's see, we have, everybody has 32 teeth, there's 10 people, 320 teeth. I wonder how many of those teeth have been brushed today?
Ooh.
One.
Wait, wait, Robin.
You only have 31? That's actually not bad. No, that'd be one tooth gone.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we haven't eaten breakfast yet, so I haven't brushed my teeth yet.
Yeah.
There you
go. Waiting for my shower, turn in the shower.
What?
Waiting for my turn in the shower.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Two showers.
Do you brush your teeth in your shower?
No, but I will after I shower.
Okay. Now, we do... You gotta come close so I can hear you. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so now we were talking yesterday, and, you know, I didn't always have this this Rolling Studios motor coach, so I used to have a pop-up, and then remember I mentioned I had one that didn't even have a bathroom, so I spent my share of time at the public shower, and so it was like 10 sinks and 10 people brushing their teeth. You've all done it, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Jamboree in the hills is where you see that.
Yeah.
So, but I just wonder, does anybody ever think, I wonder if that guy or gal next to me is a dentist or a dental hygienist?
No, I never thought that. We know that now, though.
Yeah, right. We will think it now.
So now you got to brush up and down instead of just every which way, right?
Yep. And you got to remember to floss now.
Right, and most people use that for kite string, though.
Kite string? Haven't done that. I have cut a birthday cake with dental floss, though.
We cut your birthday cake with dental floss. Yeah.
When was that?
On her birthday.
Oh, a couple years ago.
You only have a birthday every once every 2 years?
Yeah. Well, it was the only time we had to use dental floss to cut it.
That was pretty funny.
Okay. So how about, like, experiences? Anybody had a bad experience or, like, fallen and broken a tooth or just, like, want to tell me some?
My son did.
Your son did?
Yes, the night of baccalaureate, he was graduating from high school, and he was drumming. The drumstick came up and knocked out his front tooth. We went to the dentist. They emergently put a quick fill in there, and he now has a veneer on the front.
Wow, yeah. And so he was 18, getting ready to graduate from high school.
Yep, yep, the night before, and they had everything done by graduation time. So
was it a weekday?
No, it was actually a Sunday to a Monday.
So your dentist came in on a weekend and took care of him?
Yes, she did.
Let's give her a plug.
Yay! Actually, she's not with the company anymore. So.
Oh, you can't remember her name?
I don't, because she was the...
Wait a minute. What's my name?
Doc. You wouldn't tell me your name.
What's my last name?
Oh, it's on your camper. Starts with an S.
No,
it doesn't.
Dang it. Yeah. I was one of.
It's Kvitko.
Kvitko. Okay.
All right. So, okay, now what was I going to say? So he had his tooth fixed, and now he has a veneer. Did they do a porcelain veneer or like a resin?
Nope, it's a porcelain veneer.
Porcelain veneer. Mm-hmm. How many years ago was that?
He's 21 now.
Okay, I'll do the math. It's okay.
Okay, thank you.
She hasn't had time to brush her teeth yet. She's not thinking. So, 3 years.
Yesterday, come on.
3 years. Okay. Well, no, that's actually really good. That because I've gone in on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Thanksgiving, 2 a.m. on Sunday. It's amazing how when you're there for people, how they remember it.
Yes.
Might not remember your name, but they remember
that she was there for us. Well, my doctor, Joe Waldman, I remember him because I love him, but he has since retired. And
okay. Yeah.
Now I'll have to come to Columbus to see you, right?
That's right. On High Street. Okay, so anybody else have a
story about chipping a tooth or falling forward? I mean, you fell backward yesterday, but we didn't get any teeth.
Yeah, no, I didn't hit nothing. You know, I've had real good experience. I mean, I haven't had nothing like that happen to me. The thing I hate about dentists is I'll never forget my dentist, Dr. Dean, when I was growing up. You hated going to the dentist because there was no such thing as a numbing or Novocaine or anything like that. Oh, you know, when you got a cavity. Oh, yeah. That's the worst feeling.
My dentist asked me if I wanted Novocaine. I was a kid, and I said, you know, there are five kids in our family, and we didn't have a lot of money. And I said, is there a charge for it? And he said, no. And I said, well, yeah, I want it. But you didn't get a choice, huh?
No. Okay. No. I never did. I tell you what, you just hated that. Oh, just you get in that chair and you go, oh, your fingerprints were in.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, let's see. Sue. Tell me about your dental history. You have a nice smile.
Yes, I've been to the dentist since I was 18.
You haven't been, or you've been going?
I have not been.
And since this is radio, we really can't tell how old you are. How old are you?
30.
Okay, so you haven't been in 12 years?
No, sir.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't know.
No insurance?
No insurance.
Is it because nothing hurts?
That's correct.
Okay. Did you know?
Don't fix it.
But it might be broken.
Feels good to me. Never had a cavity.
That you know of.
Yeah. Isn't good teeth hereditary?
Yeah, there's definitely a hereditary component of it. But not even having a line of good teeth, you can still get decay. But also, having a line of bad teeth, for example, we can still combat that with like fluoride and regular visits and more often, cleanings more often and that sort of thing. Now, okay, would you say if you had a cavity, you would know it, you think?
Once it got bad enough, I believe I would know it.
Okay, that's true. But once it gets bad enough, what that really means is now the decay's into the nerve and you probably also need a root canal and or an extraction.
That doesn't sound good. Extraction.
What do you mean extraction?
Get it out of there.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What if it was the upper front one?
Get it out.
Really?
Yeah, can't you put fake ones in?
Oh, okay. So it's not like you want to go around without a front tooth. You just figure I'll get another one in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Just don't look in the mirror and it'll be all right.
Okay. Now, just so you know, it's always cheaper to save your own tooth, whether it be a filling, whether it be the root canal, the crown. It's always cheaper than having it lost and then having to get an implant or a partial or a bridge later. It's still radio. He's shaking his head.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Just want you to know, you probably ought to go because you may have a little cavity here, a little cavity there. And if you get it fixed now, it's about, you know, you might have like an $80 filling instead of a $1,200 root canal.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you take your kids to the dentist?
No.
No? Really?
When should a kid go to the dentist?
Age 3.
Well, she better go. Yeah. She's 3.
Just one child?
I got 2, but one's a little baby.
Okay, so you haven't had... It's too soon to take them. Okay, now...
Mom's job?
Okay. Now, the other question, does anybody know, if you had to guess... Let's say you don't have dental insurance, and I know some people don't. If you had to guess, how much a month do you think it would cost you? Like if you set aside so much money a month in an envelope to cover 2 cleanings a year, 2 exams a year, and say x-rays once every third visit, how much do you think that would cost? I'm going to go around the room. What would you think that would cost?
$75.
Okay, what do you think?
A month?
It's Paul, right?
Yeah.
A month.
I'd say 75.
He's saying 75? Less?
35.
Lori?
100.
100?
You know,
Tom?
I'm saying 50.
Okay. Well, guess what? Les is right on. Les wins. $35 a month. That's all it really takes. You just have to set it aside. I mean, those are my fees, and if you do that, and you do it on a regular basis, chances are you won't need to have those fillings and the other things, but most people don't realize that. And here's the other neat thing. When I find somebody that hasn't been in 18 years, I forgot. Well, we're going by Sue, that's right.
Yeah, it wasn't quite 18 years, though.
Oh, it's 12, from when you're 18 to 30. Okay,
12 years.
All right. So, Sue here. Hasn't been in 12 years. So chances are if you came in, we would find a few things. You probably don't know it, but you probably have some cavities in there. You may have a little gum disease. Who knows? And what we do is we add up what it costs to get your mouth healthy, and I divide by 12 years, divided by 12 months, and I bet you it would come up to about $30 to $35 a month. It's happened over and over and over in my office. You know, same thing with Ted Williams. If we were to take what it would have cost him to have that work done, and he hadn't been in, say, 30 years, even though it might be tens of thousands of dollars, you do the math, it's about $35 a month. So not having dental insurance is not a good reason not to go. You know, it really isn't.
Are there people that see the dentist regularly and floss and brush their teeth, and they still, no matter what they do, they get cavities and fillings, and they're still chasing it?
Bad heritage line. I mean, because their parents had bad teeth. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's hereditary, because, you know, I mean, my parents did.
Probably for the last 15 years, I've been going every 6 months to see the dentist and get cleaned, and I haven't had a cavity in 15 years.
Yeah. I go every 6 months.
We had fluoride. Remember, they forced that fluoride pills down our throats, and we were kids stomped at it. St. Boniface grade school.
They make your teeth.
You did that too?
Oh yeah, we used to have to take the fluoride pills in elementary school. I remember.
Is that you talking about the red stuff that you chewed, or actually?
Yeah, they were little pills that tasted like strawberry chalk.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not a fluoride pill. That was so you could see the plaque and see what you missed.
Oh no! I remember they were fluoride pills. They said. I mean, we used to have to take them at school every day, in elementary school, at the end of the day or something. Everybody had to take one.
You actually swallowed it?
I don't remember. I think you chewed it or swallowed it. I don't remember.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, there are different ways of doing fluoride. There's drops, the gel, you know, toothpaste and things.
They put fluoride in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a big political issue, isn't it?
Well, it used to be not as much anymore.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah.
What's that?
In Milk Creek.
This is PA?
Yeah. They had a big issue about putting fluoride in the water, and the townspeople voted it down, but they did it anyways.
Well, when it first was introduced, people thought it was a communist plot because it was kind of, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, and they really did think that the communists were going to poison us.
It's not good.
No, I was thinking, I didn't answer your question. You said if you go every time, like Paul did, would you still get cavities? The answer is some people can still get cavities, because I'll tell you what, I see people who tell me they've brushed their teeth 5 times a day, and I look in their mouth and it looks like they haven't brushed in a year. And so there's a lot of what goes on is people think they're doing a thorough job and they're really not.
Yes.
he was shaking his head yes, and finally got our eyes met. Okay. But anyway, so there's that. And then, Lori, what were you going to say? You were talking about what you still get cavities even though you go.
I still get cavities, yeah. I have a mouthful of them.
And you have a mouthful of fillings, I hope.
Yes, fillings, yes. Well, no, I'm due to go again, but yeah.
I just think where you'd be if you weren't going and catching them when they were little.
Yeah, well, that's true. You have insurance? That's very true. I do have insurance, yes. So that's why I go every 6 months, but still.
Our kids, oh my God, I had kids, I got 2 kids I put through braces.
Grab a hold of your ankles in that one.
Very lucky on that one.
Yeah. Your kids didn't need braces?
Me or my kids, none of them needed braces, which was good.
Now,
I have a dental question for you. I went to one dentist, he told me, I grind my teeth at night, and he wanted to give me a retainer or something to wear at night so I didn't grind my teeth. And he wanted to crown or cap the back of the 2 front teeth. Well, I didn't like the price at the time. I went to a different dentist, and he just put like a filling on the back of the teeth. And I've had that for probably 5 years now without any issues. Why would one dentist say you need to do this and the other one just put some filling on the back of it and be fine?
All right, so we'll have the answer to Les's question coming up after the break. Before we go to the break, let me just remind folks also that you can go to Sunday95.com and learn all about how you can donate to the disaster relief efforts of the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the American Humane Association, which is an interesting one because if you want to help the helping animals that may need rescued or shelter, text message, you can text the word humane to 80888. And that will donate $10 to the American Humane Association. And
That's a pretty important one. I think we'd all agree. You can also text the word STORM to 80888, and that would be a $10 donation to the Salvation Army. And when you do that, you'll get a response, and you have to answer with the word yes. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita, Sunny 95.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Hey, how about those Buckeyes yesterday? They are now 10-0, which is pretty cool. I don't think anybody thought that could happen when this season began. But congrats to Urban Meyer and all of his coaches for making that happen. We had some really good seats yesterday, and it was a little cold, but tell you what, it was great to be there. And I'm so glad that we went, and I'm just so proud of the Buckeyes. I have all of my OSU gear on. My producer can attest. See, I've got my OSU jacket. My OSU tie. Actually, yesterday I had the tie. Okay. Now, I want to remind folks that some of the things that we do or I do in my office are Dentistry from the Heart. We're working to bring a TeamSmile.org event to Columbus in the spring. That is coming along just fine. We hope to announce a date here soon and who we'll be working with. And also, we raise money for Down Syndrome. So we have a golf outing that we put on. And to help with those efforts, I have a tab on my websites, drkvitko.com and dentallyspeaking.com, and it's called the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. So if you would be moved to go there and click and maybe make a small donation, that would be very helpful. Also, remember, podcasts are available on iTunes, dentallyspeaking.com, and sunny95.com. So if there's a show that you've heard that you'd like to hear again, or maybe would like to email the link to a friend, it's there. You can do that. All right, now let's go back to, remember, Les had asked the question. The question was about his dentist. He went to one dentist who said his two front chipped teeth needed crowns. And then he went to another dentist, and the dentist put some fillings on there. And Les wanted to know why one dentist would recommend crowns when the other dentist did fillings. So here we go.
Well, you can't just crown the back of a tooth, so I'm wondering what...
He wanted to grind it all down and put like a cap on it. And I really didn't want to go to that. So the other dentist said, oh, this is not a problem. He ground a little on the back and put some filling on it, and I've been fine.
Well, without seeing your x-rays and knowing exactly, there's a chance that the... and by the way, you have a space between your front teeth.
Yes,
did it include anything? No. Don't fix it.
I love that. It's sexy.
And, you know, a lot of people tell me that because they'll say, uh-oh. Okay.
You don't want to know the comments over there.
Yeah, I suppose I don't.
Because okay. I was wondering if maybe the plan was also he was maybe recommending to...
No, he wasn't going to fill a gap. No.
Okay. So, depending on how much of a tooth is destroyed by decay, you can fill a tooth, but if too much of the structure is gone and you bump it, it's going to break off. Whereas if you had that filling, that decayed part filled in, and crowned, your tooth would have been stronger. Now, the fact that it's lasted is fine, and it may keep lasting. You just don't really know. And the last thing I want for me as a dentist is to say, Les, you just need a filling here. You say, fine, doc, you do a filling, and then you come back in 9 months, your tooth snapped off. Because then you're going to say, doc, that filling you put in fell out.
That didn't do the job for me. Yeah, right.
Right. Why didn't you tell me I needed a crown? I'd have gotten a crown.
That's true. Yeah.
So you just really don't know, and it's best to kind of say, because the second dentist knew you'd already had a crown presented and that you really weren't interested in that. Maybe if you told the first one that, he'd have said, well, we'll just do a filling.
Yeah. I wasn't real happy with the first dentist anyways. I don't miss him.
Well, and that happens. And, you know, part of the show is to let people know that there are good dentists out there. There are mediocre. And, like, if your dentist is hurting you, like Tom's dentist was, you don't have to go there. There should be somebody else out there that can take better care of you. Now, what I want to do, because...
I got my dentist a plug. That's okay.
Okay, what's your dentist's name?
Dr. Tufel in Waterford, PA.
Tufel?
Dr. Tufel, yeah.
Like,
good name for like, a dentist.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like tooth spelled wrong.
I don't know how it's spelled, but yeah, it's Tufel, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you wonder about if somebody's name made them choose an occupation, because I've heard of Dr. Smiley, I've heard of Dr. Toothman, I've heard of Dr., let's see, Payne. Of course, you don't want to be Dr. Payne if you're a dentist.
No good, yeah. That wouldn't be any good. Yeah.
So what I was going to think it'd be cool to, we want to find out what people just... Everybody thinks about dentistry, but it helps if we find out, like, what do you do, Les? What do you do for a living?
I work at General Electric. I make locomotives.
The trains?
Yeah, I make locomotives in Erie, PA. Yeah, bend sheet metal to make the cab part of the trains.
Wow, that's really neat. That's really neat. Lori, what do you do?
I'm an optician. I work at Dr. Levin's office.
Okay. So you go in the back and grind the glasses and bring them back out?
Yeah, if I make them, sell them, you name it, I can do it.
What's the big secret? Why do they always do that in the back?
It's a lot of work and it's a mess.
I've always wanted to see what they do back there.
It is interesting, but it is a messy safety equipment required and everything, so.
Okay. And Tom?
Well, you can see because I do so well, I have a beautiful camper. I am a heating and air conditioning service mechanic.
That's fine. It's hard to get you guys to come sometimes. It's like you guys working all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, when it's hot and when it's cold.
Yeah, that kind of covers it all.
Yeah, I mean seasonal.
Yeah. You know. Is it really seasonal?
Well, I mean, obviously you have your in-between seasons, so I mean, like, you know, you're not using your air conditioning or your furnace, so I mean, that's why you kind of rely a lot on preventive maintenance contracts and things like that.
Yeah, I have a contract for my... I have a exact... There, yeah, good point, Lori. She said just like a dentist, right?
That, exactly, yeah, right.
That's why we go every 6 months to the dentist and why you want people like me, which, by the way, I do have a contract with my company.
Oh, cool.
So I have them come and change the filters and do whatever they do up on the roof twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
So see, I'm a good customer.
Yeah.
And Sue?
I'm a houseman.
Houseman, what does that mean?
I take care of the kids and the cleaning, and my wife works.
Oh, okay. What does she do? Yeah, Mr. Mom. What does your wife do?
She works in media.
In media, he looks, he's got like this confused look, like I'm not sure what she really does. Now, what does she do? Did you see that look?
She works in media.
Do you guys know what she does? Nobody knows? Okay. Meaning, like, does she work at a TV station, radio station?
For a hospital. She's in relations for a hospital.
Oh, okay. Okay, she's in touch with the TV and radio folks, hoping to get maybe free PR for the hospital.
Things like that, yeah.
They have interviews about some malpractice lawsuit. They have to go through her to get an interview.
Yes. Okay. She talks about it a lot,
but wait a minute.
I don't listen to that. Like,
you're a houseman, and yet you said it's your wife's job to take the kids to the dentist. I thought that was the person that stayed home with the kids took them to the dentist.
Ah, there you go.
I'm afraid of dentists.
Somehow I knew that. And Paul, what do you do?
I am a collision technician for cars.
Wow. So there's always business.
The best.
He's
the man.
Good, good. Oh, really? You work together?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you do like the multicolor paint jobs, or do you do the whole thing?
We I don't do paint work. I do the heavy collision end of the vehicle.
Straining the frames and welding pieces on and putting door skins, and then somebody else paints it?
Yep.
That's cool. Oh, wait a minute. And then, what's your name again?
Jared.
Okay, so Jared, and you do the same thing?
Yeah, I work with Paul. I don't do the heavy like frame pulling and stuff like he does, but more of the finish work. I take care of the, we work for Dick Deitch Auto Body in Erie, PA. But, I'm mostly finish work. After they're painted, I wet sand and buff them, put them back together, shine them up, get them clean, ready for the customer to pick up.
That's cool. I always wished I could do that, do the fancy paint jobs, because it's... Now, the paint on my Rolling Studios over there, the guy told me was $800 a gallon. Is that true? Can there be paint that's $800 a gallon?
Yeah, some of it is pretty expensive. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get a gallon of, like, base coat, it could be upwards of $500, $600, depending on the color of the tint and all that stuff.
Wow. What's that?
Used to go to Earl Scheib, you know. Any car, $69.99.
I know. They call it America's Body Shop, but I don't think so.
They're gone. Think about it.
Are they really?
Oh, there's no Makos. There's no Earl Scheibs. They're gone.
I think Mako might still be around. Mako's still in Columbus, I think.
No. I wouldn't know anything about that, but
they're a franchise. So depending on the Erie franchise went out of business, I know that.
Oh, okay. And then it's Robin, right? Is it Robin? What do you do for a living, Robin? Besides having a birthday once every 2 years.
I work for a plastics shop, Matrix Tool. I do production scheduling, customer service, that type of thing.
So they make plastic what?
Electrical connectors that go in your car, like for Delphi Automotives or telecommunications, small little electrical connectors that go in your telephones and computers.
So
and
the
stuff.
Plastic nib on the end of those fittings, like on a circuit board, not a circuit board, but in a panel?
We make the little plastic parts that go on the circuit boards that have connections to them.
Well, that's neat. My brother-in-law used to work at a plastic bag factory where they made the plastic sleeves over the pop bottles, you know, the 2-liter bottles, this piece of plastic that slides over top of that. There's all kinds of different things out there. Okay, anybody have any questions, want free advice?
I'd like to put a plug in for my doctor, dentist, Eric Van Damia in Erie, Pennsylvania. He rides snowmobiles with us, and he's a really cool guy.
Good. Okay. And you know what we'll do is, well, I'll tell you guys now, you can listen to the show. Well, you're going to be here, so you won't be able to listen to it live unless you come into my Rolling Studios. But you'll probably be asleep. But anyway, you go to dentallyspeaking.com, or you can go to sunny95.com, or iTunes, and you can access them, okay? On iTunes, you have to type in either Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. And then what's interesting is when you do that, you'll see a screen that pops up and it says no match found. But if you look to the lower right, there's my picture. So I'm not sure. They must think my show is called No Match Found.
Oh.
But it's there.
No Match Found. I like it.
How about a toothbrush?
How about what?
How about a toothbrush? Does it matter the toothbrush you're using? Should you have a hard one or a soft one? Or?
It does. It should be... Well, there are all kinds of fancy ones just to get you to buy them. But if you're talking about a hand brush, manual brush, the kind that you would... not electric. You just have to go to a soft bristle brush. Not the hard ones, because the hard ones won't get below the gum line properly, and you could actually do some damage to the gum tissue. So a soft brush, you have to change it about every month, believe it or not. So like buy a dozen at a time and just have them in the closet, because probably the biggest reason people don't get their teeth clean is their brush is too old. I mean, it gets, you know, you don't realize it until you get a new one out.
I like the medium.
Well, medium's not the end of the world. You could do that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, another thing I always ask is, I asked our dentist, especially when I take the kids, what toothpaste? You go down the aisle and there's only, 100 different styles of toothpaste, yeah. And, you know, whiten this and do this. And he like Total, what do they call it? Colgate Total. You know, that's what we use. But you know what? The biggest thing he said is brush. It don't matter what toothpaste.
He's right.
The biggest thing is, you know, it's like Crest or Colgate or whatever you like. That's what he told me.
He's right. I mean, the products, they're all ADA tested. They do have fluoride in them, and
And they all have whitener.
These days.
Whitener, you know, so. Yeah. Oh, there's one brand new right there.
What you got? Okay, yeah, he's got an Oral-B. Yeah.
I've had it for about a month. Should I throw it away?
Okay, Sue just got this toothbrush out of his backpack here that's a Oral-B Pro Health all-in-one with cross-action bristles. And it is a medium. And, of course, his buddy Paul's teasing him that it's never been opened. but he's, and then Sue's saying, I've had it a month, but no, you don't have to throw it away if you've never used it.
That's a good, decent one, though, or any?
Actually, it is, yeah.
It's a medium. I like mediums.
Well, you know, after about a couple weeks, it'll be a soft.
Okay.
Because you'll wear it down.
Okay. I thought every 3 months you were supposed to change your...
They, better. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's only $2.50, so you can save yourself a $100 filling.
Okay.
And that's good. So when it's your turn to use the shower, you're gonna brush your teeth, right?
Break her open, yes, sir.
You know what that thing on the back is for? On the back of the brush, you see the
tongue.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a tongue scraper.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
You know, it kind of is gaggy, but it is good to get the bacteria off your tongue.
Okay, we'll do.
And your kids too.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody have any questions? No.
Question.
Oh, you have a question? Okay.
This whitening toothpaste. What makes it whitening toothpaste versus something else? What ingredient do they put in there? Does it actually etch your teeth to take that outside layer off, or what happens?
Uh oh. Wait a minute. Okay. Tom wants to answer. Wait a minute.
The answer to that is baking soda.
Well, that's part of the answer. The other answer is hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide, and it doesn't have to do a whole lot to be able to say that it's truth in advertising. So if it just whitens your teeth a little, then it's a whitening toothpaste. It won't whiten your teeth like if you had us whiten them or you did the take-home whitening, but it does do a little bit so they can get away with it.
Okay, very interesting.
It doesn't etch your teeth, though. Let me just say, teeth, you don't realize it, but enamel on a magnified view, like electron microscope, looks like a honeycomb. Every cell is a hollow tube that comes to the outer surface. Okay, so if it would be like this microphone, you can look at all these little cells in this foam rubber thing. Each one would be a little tube that goes in, and once you get in, then it lines up with another tube called a dentinal tubule. It's an enamel rod, lines up with a dentinal tubule, and all you're doing is getting the little pores clean. So these whiteners have a hydrophilic and a hydrophobic end to them, which means they're both oil, but they can dissolve or grab onto oil and water. And once they've done that, then they just grab on the little bits of Cheetos and the little bits of red cabbage and the little bits of tea and coffee and everything that you've had in your life that's kind of built up in there and takes that out of there. That's all it does. It just makes them like that you were when you were 18 or something.
Very interesting. Okay. The other thing my dentist told me was I like to drink a lot of Coke. He said that's the worst thing you can possibly drink because it's got phosphoric acid in it.
All pop has acid.
Coke has a lot more than most of them, I believe.
Well, not more than Mountain Dew.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I went from Coke to Mountain Dew.
I think I have to edit that too. Let me see. What time was that? Let me just find that word. Okay, we'll get that. The other one. But anyway, so you switched from Coke to Mountain Dew?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's just we have a thing we call Mountain Dew mouth.
Oh, boy.
So you might want to switch to, I don't know, try juice.
Yeah. Oh, man, water. That's kind of boring.
Water.
Cool. Water's better.
I drink lots of water.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep that sexy smile, you should knock off the Mountain Dew.
Oh, baby.
Robin, you look like you had a question earlier when he was talking. Nope. Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. This has been fun.
Very interesting.
Great meeting you. And we're looking forward to the racing, so pretty soon we'll have some loud noises to make, and it won't be Tom falling off the wagon.
No, I'm back on the wagon.
Okay. Okay, soon we're going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. When I say call, not yet, but when I say call, the phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. But before we give the question, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, all soda pop has tooth-damaging acid in it. Is that true or false? All soda pop has tooth-damaging acid in it. True or false? All right, call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. The winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Allen Creek RV and Marine. All right, so go ahead and call in.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Thinking about winterizing your boat or RV? Why not deal with the experts at Alum Creek RV and Marine? Check out their early bird winterizing special for boats and RVs. Until October 15th, save 15%. RV winterizing starting at $89.95, and that's despite the fact that antifreeze costs are up 22% from last year. Alum Creek RV and Marine can shrink wrap your boats to keep the dirt and weather outside and the beauty of your boat protected inside. Alum Creek RV and Marine. One exit north of Polaris off I-71 at Route 37. Call 800-336-4068 or hit the net at Alum Creek RV and Marine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have some callers on the line. And remember, we have multiple prizes. We have the flowers and the propane tank refill. So I'm going to go one at a time, but don't hang up if you're not the first one because you might still be the winner. So let's start with Doran. Hi, Doran. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, what's your guess?
I guess that's false.
You guess that it's false? Actually, the answer is true. All soda pop has tooth-damaging acid in it. Sorry about that, but hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Sherry. Hi, Sherry. What's your guess?
Well, mine was true.
Okay, and it's still true?
Pardon me?
Is it still true?
It's still true.
Okay. Well, you said it was true, so I thought you wanted to change it.
Oh, no. I'm not changing.
I'm just teasing you. Sherry, what do you do for a living?
I'm a hairstylist.
Okay. That's neat. I'm going to have you stay on the line because we're going to get your information for the free flowers from Vice Denver Florist, okay? And then we're going to go to our next caller who's going to get the free propane tank refills. So thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right. Next caller is Alice. Hi, Alice. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Alice, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Okay. That's right. I think I remember, Alice. I think I remember you, Alice.
Yes, yes, yes. How are you?
I'm good. You won the big prize, didn't you?
I think I did.
Yeah, that's neat. I don't know if people remember, but she won the 1 week stay at Autumn Creek at Autumn Lakes Campground or
yes,
1 week.
I'm going to take it next summer.
Oh, cool.
Because the weather was kind of bad, so I talked to them and they said I have a year to use it. So a few of us women where I live at Lincoln Garden Apartments are going to go for a week.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. See,
yeah, I'm going to share.
It pays to listen to Dentally Speaking, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I listen to you every Sunday.
Well, I appreciate that. So you are going to get the free propane tank refill. I hope you have a barbecue grill or something that uses a propane tank.
Yes, I can donate it to where I live at.
Okay, perfect. So stay on the line. We'll have to get your address. I know we've had it at one point, but we'll need to get it again, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very kindly, and you have a good afternoon.
You too. And then I think we had a fourth caller whose name I don't know. But, okay, not there. Sorry about that. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for calling in and listening and winning. And remember, you can access podcasts on dentallyspeaking.com and drkavitko.com. So let's go ahead with more of my interviews from, it was at Norwalk, Ohio. It was Night Under Fire. It was the Norwalk Race Park. And here we go.
A hard one to know.
So, what was your question again?
if you can actually have a root canal that does not hurt, because I've had four and all of them hurt.
Yes. In fact, I've never done a root canal that hurts, so we need to figure out what's going on. Was it all over your mouth, upper and lower, or just...
It was the tooth that they were working on. I mean, I literally felt shocks of pain going through me.
Were all four root canals on the upper arch, or were some of them on the bottom?
One was bottom, three were upper.
Okay. Because usually it's tougher to numb lower.
Okay.
But that's not your case.
That's not my case, no.
Now, what did they do to numb? Just the typical regular shot?
Yeah. Well, they gave me four shots.
With the regular needle?
With the regular needle, yeah. Well, one was, like, curved.
Okay, so they just kind of folded it over a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, there are two other ways that you can numb a tooth that's hard to get numb. One is called a periodontal ligament injecting device, or PDL for short. And it's a, you would have not recognized it because it's a big squeeze kind of a trigger, and the needle is really, really short, and it's a 9-to-1 ratio. And what we do is we put it right between the tooth and gum, and you squeeze that, and it will force the anesthetic up in between the tooth and gum, and it'll get up into the nerve that where the other one didn't, because the first one had to rely on soaking through the bone. And this one, there's no bone to get through because it goes down between the tooth and gum.
Oh, that would have been nice.
That's one. The other, if that doesn't work, there's one called a Stabident, which is a brand name, intraosseous injection. And what that is it comes with a little tiny, it looks like a little short needle, but it's not hollow. And we put it in our slow speed drill, and we drill right through the gum, a little pinhole. And then after we've made the pinhole, we have another needle that's short and squat, and we put that in the little pinhole and inject it right inside the bone, and that's another way of getting a tough tooth numb.
No, that was never done to me, because in the middle, I literally grabbed the dentist's hand and told him it was hurting me so bad, and he just gave me two more shots of Novocaine and said, no, this shouldn't hurt, but it did.
Yeah, I hate hearing those stories, which is why I want to, you know, do this interview. And then, beyond that, do they have laughing gas?
No, but I would have liked some, because I take anything they offer me because I hate pain.
Right. You might want to ask them if they would consider offering it or find a dentist that does.
That's a good thought. Well, my dentist has since retired, so I'm in the market. You just need to move to Erie. That's all there is to it.
Okay, well, maybe when I get some portable dental equipment in my rolling studio.
Okay, there we go.
Problem with that
I'll make appointments with you.
I'd need to have a Pennsylvania license.
There we go. Okay. Well, how close do you have to come? We're like right on the border of Erie and Conneaut, Ohio.
That's a good point. If I stop inside Ohio and you drive to, what is it, Ashtabula or something up there?
Ashtabula, that's close. I can get there.
Okay. My wife had always wanted us to do something like that and just go around and get paid in chickens and eggs. So.
But yeah, that works.
But I'm pretty sure if I put chickens and eggs inside the fuel thing of my RV, it wouldn't drive.
You wouldn't get to Ashtabula to see me, is that it? Right.
Okay, and then besides the laughing gas, there are two other avenues. And you may know, I think we talked earlier, that I did Ted Williams, the golden voice Ted Williams, and... The only way I could do him is because I also do intravenous sedation, but let me get to that in a minute. The next step is oral sedation. So people come in, I have them come 30 minutes early, I give them tablets to take. I have sedative, mix it with pain pills, an anti-nausea drug, and they take the pills and they wait 15 minutes, and then we bring them back to the room, and then I start the laughing gas. So by the time I'm ready to start, they're in la-la land.
See, now I'm all for that. I could do that.
It wouldn't take her that long to get to La La Land.
Be nice now.
Is that Bloody Mary mix I'm looking at?
That is Bloody Mary mix. Made specially by Polly. He makes wonderful Bloody Marys in the morning. It's kind of like a tradition. Maybe I needed some of those before I saw the dentist.
No, don't recommend that. Yeah. And so that's been really great. I mean, we've done 5, 6, 7-hour appointments for people with just oral sedation.
I need something like that. I truly do, because...
And I think about 40% of the population does.
Yeah, well, I had one pulled because I refused to have another root canal done.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, that's not good. Now you need... Do you have a hole?
Yeah, it's just back.
You need to get an implant or something. Can I look? Let me take a quick look. Just... Okay. Oh, it's the very last one. So you felt like it was expendable.
Yeah, I did. Couldn't see it when I smiled, and I actually chew better on that side than I do on the side that they fixed. So, okay. See, and that's the other part, is I went through all that pain, I fixed it, and it hurts more now than I think it did beforehand.
Your root canal tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? You could have an x-ray taken locally and have it emailed to me, and I'll take a look at it for you.
Okay.
Free charge. No charge.
Thank you. Okay. You're wonderful. Everybody needs to see him.
Okay. And then the last thing that I used on Ted Williams, the next level, there's one more level, which is intravenous. And that's for people that are really, really afraid. And some people, we have them come in, we have them take the oral tablets, get them relaxed, because they're also afraid of needles in the arm.
See, there's my problem. I'm afraid of needles.
Okay. So... We give them the pills, we turn on the gas, and then I start the IV, and they hardly even know that I've started it because they're already kind of loopy.
Oh, very good.
And then we keep them in a state of, you know, I have this Bluetooth-enabled precordial stethoscope that goes right here in the little notch here, where your voice box, and I can listen to you breathe, I can listen to your heartbeat the entire time. And so I know everything's fine, but yet I can do my dentistry, you know, with two hands.
Oh, you really need to move to Erie. Now, not many dentists advertise that kind of. They always say, oh, it won't hurt, and, you know, I've lived all over the place. And
there's way too many dentists that say that, I'll have to say, and it still happens every day, even in Columbus, obviously in Erie. And with the oral tablets, by the way, if you don't have any special training beyond dental school, you, in Ohio, I don't know how it is in Pennsylvania, but in Ohio, you can give somebody pills. You can give them a mixture of pills you think will sedate them, but you only can give them one dose. You have to guess right. If you guess wrong, if they've not given you enough and you still feel it or you're still nervous, they have to stop. The only way that they can give multiple doses is if they've also gone and received training in intravenous sedation. So even if they're not using the intravenous sedation on you, that certificate would allow them to give you a second dose or a third dose if it's a six-hour appointment. So there aren't very many dentists that do it. There should be more. It's not that expensive. I mean, you know, I think you kind of owe it to the patients and maybe themselves to get that training.
Well, truly, if you don't hurt me, I will come back.
That's always been my mode of operation.
Yes. And unfortunately, the one dentist I liked is retired. So.
Yeah, no, you can't avoid getting old. We're kind of...
Yeah. Well, actually, he was young. He retired at 59, so...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, which pains me.
Pun intended?
Yeah, pun intended.
So, the IV, and then, you know, like, if you do the IV... You can do hours and hours and hours. Like I said, at 10 and a half hours at one pop with Ted Williams.
I would take it. You could take me in the chair all day if it didn't hurt.
Okay, so you have to promise not to have any more teeth extracted just because you need a root canal, okay?
All right, I promise.
If you don't come to Columbus or I don't come to Erie, there's got to be somebody.
Okay. Well, anybody you know of in Erie that's...
Well, here's what I do, and that kind of leads me to a lot of people say, do you know of a good dentist in my town? And what I say to them is go through... Go online, find out, give me a list of 20, 30 dentists that you think are close enough to your home that you would consider traveling there.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I'll look over that list, and it's amazing, but every once in a while I'll find a former classmate or somebody that I have met at a seminar that I just know is good.
Okay, very good.
So there may be somebody in your backyard that I don't know is in your backyard.
That would be wonderful. I would like that. And if I can't get to you, I'll take the next best thing.
Okay. That'd be my wife?
Yes. That's wonderful.
You want me doing your dentist?
Yes.
All right.
Very nice gesture.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
您正在收听的是与口腔科医生 Kvitko 的对话，这里是您最喜欢的频道 Sunny 95.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Yeah! brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go.
I know a lot of people don't like the sound of the air drills and things that you're using in your mouth. That high speed whining noise is irritating.
Do you think it's just the sound or the fact that the sound usually means it might hurt or did hurt?
I suppose it means that you may get hurt, but it's just those motors are spinning so fast, it's just the air going across the veins.
It spins at 430,000 RPM until you touch a tooth to it, then it slows down to 120,000 RPM. That's still pretty fast, right?
That's really spinning. Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. There are a couple alternatives to the sound. First of all, any motor of any kind, any turbine, it makes noise because air has to pass through it. That's why lawnmowers are loud. That's why cars are loud, is because you have to bring air in order to move parts, and then it has to go somewhere, so it goes out the back. Well, there are a couple things. A while back, there was a thing called Caradex that was a little pump, and it was a liquid, and it was supposed to dissolve decay. It would dissolve decay, but it wasn't a drill. If your cavity was exposed, you would take and like coat it with this liquid, and it was like a little spoon excavator, a little scraper. And you'd wait, let it dissolve, scrape it away, put more on, scrape it away. It actually worked, but it was too slow, and people and patients and dentists wouldn't do it. But nowadays we have lasers. We have a laser that cuts hard tissue, which we actually have. It's called a BioLase, water lase. And you can get, there's a little like a sound, and there's a little bit of water flowing, but it's not that high-pitched whine of a dental drill. So you might want to check and see if your dentist has the hard tissue laser.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know they had another opportunity or another alternative to the air drills.
Yeah, no, they cost about, I think mine was $105,000, so not everybody has them. But you might go to the BioLase website. BioLase, they're in California, Irvine, California, and see, sometimes they'll keep track of dentists that are certified BioLase users, you know, they've purchased them, and of course you have to go and have training, so they have us all in their record book, and you could maybe find a dentist again, maybe, you know, 2 miles from where you're going that has that device.
Okay, that's very interesting. Good information. Okay. Good information, thank you.
So we've been interviewing drivers, and we're walking through, and we have the... We've made it up to the little vendor mall. They have the Quarter Mile Clothing Company, Norwalk National Bank, and, you know, all that talk about brushing your teeth and everything this morning, and guess where we wound up?
Right here at the funnel cake trailer.
Exactly. So it's a little bit of a cool day, so you're not quite as busy as you normally are, huh?
I'm always a later kind of stand.
Oh, really? So after people have been drinking for a while, then they want to eat?
Right before they go home.
Okay, so we're going to...
always one of them type to wrap it in a bag and I'm taking it with me.
Okay. Do you go to all the different races?
We do quite a few races.
How many a year?
Well, we do a couple NASCAR races in Kentucky.
Kentucky Motor Speedway?
Yeah.
And then we do a couple at Bristol.
Worcester?
But Bristol and Tennessee.
Oh, Bristol and Tennessee. Okay. So what brought you all the way to Ohio?
We just got through doing the Columbus Fair.
Oh, we went from the State Fair to here.
Yeah.
Because we're from Columbus.
I'm from Georgia.
See, the show is in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
But I thought a closing day wasn't until tomorrow.
Oh, no. The fair's been gone a few days. 4 days, actually. 5.
Well, you know what? It's the Olympics that ends tomorrow. Sunday. When this airs, it'll be the day the Olympics end.
No, I wouldn't be here that quick after the fair. It took me a few days to tear down.
Okay. What's your name?
Becky.
Okay, Becky. I'm Dr. Kvitko. And this is my show's about dentistry, which is why I thought it was kind of funny that we're here buying funnel cakes.
Well, that's pretty cool.
All right, so let's get some funnel cakes going.
All right, so thanks so much. Maybe you can tell we are out of time. Please tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 for another great show.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.